Hello, everybody. Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, coming to you with another one of my leadership podcasts. And, you know, during this time of the coronavirus and the sheltering in place, you certainly have plenty of time to think and think and think. And sometimes I think too much. But I took another deep dive on this one, and I'm hoping that you get a lot from this. Today's title, the term essential, has taken on a new meaning, but has it really? The more and more as I get older, I have come to realize that coincidences do not happen coincidentally. And I know you've heard me say that several times, but coincidences do not happen coincidentally. In fact, when I am out and about working with people, this phrase seems to pop up more and more, and the person or persons I'm speaking with actually agree with me. So today, I happened to turn on the TV set to see what was going on, and I stumbled across a movie. I had seen this movie many years ago, and it was a movie by the name of Schindler's List. At first, I was just going to turn it off and get on with what I had scheduled to do, but something told me to keep watching it. And as I sat there watching, it began to become clear as to the reason why. And it has a lot of comparing and contrasting with how the word essential ties in with what is currently happening in our world today. So let me provide a little background info about the movie. It's based on a true story. Schindler's List is told in a book written by one of the Schindler Juden, or Schindler Jews, about Oskar Schindler, a German businessman in Poland, who saw an opportunity to make money from the Nazis' rise to power. He starts a company to make cookware and utensils, using flattery and bribes to win military contracts, and brings in an accountant and financier, Itzhak Stern, a Jew, to help run the factory. By staffing his plant with Jews who've been herded into Krakow, the famous ghetto that was established during the time of the Nazis, Schindler has a dependable, unpaid labor force. And for Stern, a job in a war-related plant could mean survival for himself and the other Jews working for Schindler. However, in 1942, all of Krakow's Jews are assigned to the Plaszow forced labor camp, overseen by Commandant Eimann Goeth. He's an embittered alcoholic who occasionally shoots prisoners from his balcony. Schindler arranges to continue using the Polish Jews in his plant, but as he sees what is happening to his employees, he begins to develop a conscience, and he realizes that his factory, now refitted to manufacture ammunition, is the only thing preventing his staff by being shipped to the death camps. Soon Schindler demands more and more workers and starts bribing the Nazi leaders to keep the Jews on his employee lists out of the camps. By the time Germany falls to the Allies, Schindler has lost his entire fortune and saved over 1,100 people from likely death. Schindler's List was nominated for 12 Academy Awards, winning 7, and it quickly gained praise as one of the finest American movies about the Holocaust. So what may you be wondering what this is all leading to? Well, throughout the film, it was noted that as long as the Jewish workers could prove that they were, and here it is, essential workers, they would be left alone, usually. There were always exceptions because of the times and conditions they faced. And in our world today, we characterize specific groups of people as essential workers, or people which has taken on a different meaning. We refer to doctors, firemen, police, nurses, trash and sanitation workers, food processors, grocery store employees and farmers, just to name a few, as the essential workers. As such, they have different rules and regulations than the rest of us when it comes to curfews and quarantines and sheltering in place. I've come to realize that there are so many similarities in what went on back then as to what is going on here today. But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we are living in and experiencing a Holocaust. What I am saying is that man was never meant to be caged or forced into isolation. It has always been an individual's choice. But today, we are mandated by governments to live through these experiences in the name of trying to keep us alive. It reminds me of a line from the classic story Animal House, which I will paraphrase. All people are equal, but some people are more equal than others. So let me repeat, don't get me wrong. I'm very appreciative of those who are out there on the front line. But should we not consider each and every one of us to be essential? Are we not all members of the human race and deserve to be considered as such? My thoughts on this were that back during the time of the Nazis, if you were not considered essential, you were doomed to extinction. Today we are fighting a different enemy, an enemy perceived to be invisible. But we must also remember that we can also be our own worst enemies. Are the rules the same, or have they changed? We cannot live in the shadow of extinction. We cannot live in a cage or cage mentality. We must get out. In the words from the classic movie, we must improvise, adapt, and overcome. Are we indeed on the verge of a revolution because there are those out there who seek to take advantage of the situation for their own benefit? There are many questions that need to be answered, but more so, there are many solutions awaiting us as mankind. Remember that there's a reason why the grand overall designer, God, determined to choose us to be the dominant species on this planet we call Earth. In closing, it is solely up to each of us to determine, as I am sure if I asked this of 100 people, I would get 100 different thoughts and answers. Therefore, I ask you to ponder on this and make your own decision, and let not history repeat itself. We are all essential. So until next time, this is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching signing off. Looking forward to coming to you with another one of my leadership podcasts in the near future. Bye-bye. Make it a great, significant, and intentional day.